Jim Taylor back on the WRMJ Sports Line. Fun visit this morning with Chris Wills. He's with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, and they're leading the effort, which is called Illinois Top 200. The project lets the public vote on the top things about Illinois in 20 different categories, of course, celebrating Illinois' bicentennial celebration. The latest subject will probably create the most heated arguments out there. Top athletes, Chris Wills. This will be a fun topic to consider, I assume. And the voting occurs at Illinois Top 200 through September 28th. So what about this category?
It's a fun one. It's just a great category, I think. Some of the things that we let people vote on, it's a matter of them learning new people and learning new information. In this case, it's going to be mostly folks that they already know about, they already have strong feelings about, and will want to vote for their favorites. But we've got baseball players, basketball players, track and field, Olympics, boxing, tennis. It's a really fun array of Illinois' great athletic tradition.
Yeah, and it's 20 people that are on the list right now, and you'll name a top 10. I can't imagine how tough it was to get the list of 20 on there, because I would assume there were a lot of, I don't know if you say, deserving people that aren't on the list but probably just missed the list. I would think it'd be pretty tough to come up with that list of 20 for the people to vote on.
It was difficult. One of the things that helps is we are trying for some diversity in eras of sports and in regions of the state. So, you know, if we were judging how many basketball players to put on, one thing that would help us is, you know, is this a player from, do we already have a bunch of players from the Chicago Bulls of their heydays? Maybe we should add somebody else from an earlier era, like George Mikan. Or, you know, we don't have anybody from Central Illinois. Who was a great Central Illinois athlete who should be on the list? That sort of thing.
And just telling our listening audience, here's the 20 athletes on the list. Ryan Sandberg, Dick Butkus, Bonnie Blair, Robin Roberts, Ron Santo, Isaiah Thomas, Candace Parker, Jimmy Connors, Michael Jordan, Jim Tomey, Jackie Joyner Kersee, Jack Johnson, Red Grange, Ken Norton, George Mikan, Ernie Banks, Frank Thomas, Lou Boudreau, Walter Payton, and is it, I'm not saying that the first name, is it Shawnee Davis or Shandy Davis?
Yes,
is the name?
Shawnee.
The speed skater. So that's the list of 20. So how does it work then for the voting that'll take place through September 28th. Again, it's IllinoisTop200.com. So logistically now, how does this work?
Folks go to IllinoisTop200.com, put in an email, so, you know, email address so the website knows who you are, and then you can cast up to 5 votes. If you're really passionate about one player in particular, you can cast all 5 for the same person, or you can spread them out, however you want to handle it, and then you can vote every day if you want. You can come back the next day and vote. And so it's pretty simple, and it's a lot of fun. We've got information about all the nominees, so if you're trying to remember what made Jimmy Connors so great as a tennis player, or how Lou Boudreau contributed to baseball, we've got some information there for you, and we just encourage everybody to go and have some fun with it.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, of course, it isn't a category where necessarily the person was born in Illinois, like Michael Jordan, who, of course, was born in North Carolina, or Walter Payton, but there are the instances of, as you mentioned, Jimmy Connors, born and raised in the Belleville, Illinois area. So basically, it's just they have to have some type of footprint in Illinois, either whether they grew up here or whether they played professionally here or collegiately.
Yeah. Ideally, the folks were born and raised in Illinois and lived here. So if people and played here. So if an athlete was in both categories, they were, you know, stronger and were put on the list. But some of them were either born here and then played in other states, or they came here like Michael Jordan and Ryan Sandberg and and played as adults, but they're identified with Illinois. You know, it's players who, when you think of Illinois sports, these names come to mind.
Yeah, and that's, we talk about it. I know we've had you on many other times talking about this project where allows the public, I should say, to vote on the top things about Illinois in 20 different categories, and there's been a lot of different things already considered, but the bottom line is it tells the great 200-year history story of Illinois. That's what this is all about, and sports is a big part of that.
Absolutely. Sports is a big part of culture. It's a big part of the recreational lives of Illinoisans, and we've had some great athletes, and this is a way to celebrate that, just like our previous list celebrated great scientists, and we've had authors and movie stars. So the whole idea is just to give people a sense of the amazing contributions Illinois has made to the world.
Now, is there a situation, do you have like a top Illinois personality that you do, or maybe there is some sports personalities like where you think, I guess you would think of like a Mike Ditka or something of that nature, or Lou Piniella, who managed the Cubs, or even Joe Madden consideration. Is there another category that will have kind of a sports component down the line, or maybe great team or something like that?
No, this is about it for sports. Now, in the top entertainers category we did, one of the nominees was Bill Veeck, the baseball promoter and owner, famous for owning the White Sox, and he finished in the top 10. But no, we're not going to have another one devoted just to the greatest teams of Illinois history or anything like that.
All right, long live Disco Demolition Night at the old Comiskey Park. That will live in infamy, and I never get tired of seeing the old videos of that event. Well, this is great nonetheless, and I tell people the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, great resource doing this Illinois Top 200, and I know I can vouch for the Oral History Project. I know, Chris, we talked to some other people about that, and a lot of sports-related information and interviews are involved in that oral history project, and I think that's oralhistory.illinois.gov is where you can find that, and that's a project of Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum, Title IX, great IHSA stories, things of that nature. It's a great resource as well. And Chris, we always appreciate the time, and again, people can visit that Illinois top200.com website, vote on the top athletes of Illinois through September 28th. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me on.
All right. Again, Chris Wills with the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.